Now, let me tell you something. I said, now, your opportunities seem to have been a little bit better than mine so far as you're getting a cleaner job. I said, well, then that doesn't make you being more than me as my wife. And I said, if you're making $1 million a year, you have to respect me as your husband. And I think that might be the reason why you find some black men come up with that super macho attitude.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know,
overcompensation.
Yeah, and it's overcompensation because there's a need or lack of something that's there. And like today, there are very few black men in this town with desk jobs working in nice, clean office environments. And there's thousands of black women who are in nice, clean office jobs and a good, clean work environment.
Why do you think that
is? It's because of the industry in Dallas in particular. You have a banking, insurance, electrical components and computer to call software, hardware market here. And unless males go in at the top level of these jobs on a professional and a highly skilled level, then you don't really get into the company. But then opportunities are made, and once people get in, training programs and that sort of thing that move women up. I know several girls that work at the telephone company. Two or three of them I've gotten, four of them, that through my efforts of working with civil rights programs and affirmative action and so forth, open up a lot of things with Southwestern Bell. But then you remember when the telephone company was sued a few years ago, nationally they were sued for the discriminatory practices such as testing procedures and that sort of thing, and then hiring practices of minorities and women. Well, then that started opening things up too. But as I look at the job market, what has been available, then it just hasn't been a whole lot available so far as for black men to move up into certain areas of work. So consequently, like I said, it's created a lot of problems. And and particularly when the average black male who is intelligent and has that academic training in higher institution, their wives or their women make just as much money as they make most of the time, because they usually are going to marry someone with the same aspiration, same education level, that sort of thing. And they end up making a lot of concessions at home. I would really call giving up male dominance as a means of getting along with a partner who can assist them in they sacrifice that just to get along. You know, wife is buying the car, either paying the house note. And I always felt like maybe it's that, you know, American thing in me, the American machoism, is that the man is supposed to carry the biggest burden of the responsibility. But then this cannot be the case when then the earning capacity is about the same. You know, what you do is you end up really splitting it. You know, so like when I look at the liberal movement, the white female, well, hell, you know, black woman has always had that sort of freedom and liberty at home because she's had responsibilities that our white counterpart hasn't really ever had.
That's true. You know, in suburbia, out in Richardson, where I live and where I grew up, there's almost a class difference between the men and the women, because the men make three times more than the women can ever expect.
And they act like it, too.
You bet. they let us know, believe me.
You see, you get some brother coming home with that attitude.
Yeah.
He might
play. He can't use the car tonight.
He can't use the car.
I wish I had that kind of power.
You know, get out of my house.
Really?
And I don't know, a lot of fellas get kicked out of the house because then they just were not taking care of major responsibilities in the house.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I would really like to see things considerably more equal.
Well, it needs to be more equal. And I tell you that men who think that it'll make a great big difference